New York Times columnist Paul Krugman recently argued that we shouldn't care so much about a presidential candidate's authenticity. What matters, he said, is where the candidate stands on various policy issues. Richard Harwood disagrees. He's the founder of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation. Anne Strainshams talked with Harwood.
What does it mean exactly for a politician to be authentic?
Well, let me talk about what it means to be authentic and juxtapose it to what it means to practice politics as usual, because I think it's the juxtaposition that people are so concerned about. Think about this. On the one hand, to be authentic would be to reflect in your words and actions people's reality. And now people believe that most politicians actively distort their reality in order to win votes. People believe that authenticity is your ability to reflect the wholeness of a situation, that you understand different perspectives, even the ambiguity in a situation. And think about what happens in politics as usual. We refuse to acknowledge other points of view in a political debate as if they don't exist or as if they're not meaningful or important to people. I think being authentic means that you actually have a sense of affection for public life and politics, for people. Whereas in politics as usual, what we often see is a kind of slash and burn tactics.
Well, this is beginning to sound like a pretty tricky quality to evaluate in a candidate. And yet, I guess I would have said we all kind of have a gut sense pretty much right away as to whether a candidate or anybody we meet is authentic or not. And it has more to do with just how they seem, how they project themselves, how they walk and talk.
I think that's true. We have an initial take on people, but I think authenticity also can be judged only over time. When we see an individual engage in political debate, when we see an individual pressed by their opponents, we begin to see what they're made of, how deep their authenticity runs.
Well, because I was thinking, for instance, when our current president, George Bush, was running for office, he scored very well in terms of authenticity. People said, you know, famously, George Bush was the guy you'd want to go have a beer with, whereas somebody like Al Gore or John Kerry, they thought those guys were way too smooth, not quote-unquote authentic. However, I'm not sure that over time George Bush's seeming authenticity has really stood up.
It hasn't. I think early before he was even the Republican nominee, many people took a double take on him. First, they thought, well, maybe I don't want to support him. And then he started to talk about being a compassionate conservative. He talked about the need for education reform and his plain spokenness, I think people thought was genuine on his part. I think here's a good example of someone who on first take may have seemed authentic to many people, but over time has lost that sense of authenticity, and now, frankly, finds himself in a deep hole.
And what happened to make him lose it? I mean, is there a moment, you know, that you remember where you looked at him or where the nation looked at him and you thought, whoops, that's not authentic?
I don't know if there was a single moment. Obviously, many people talk about or point to the mission accomplished moment as sort of a crystallizing moment in retrospect.
That's where Bush appeared in a flak jacket?
That's right. But I'm not sure that there was a single moment for the president. I think in most recent months, it has been his unwillingness to acknowledge the realities on the ground in Iraq. On the one hand, he put together where he supported the Iraq Commission and then simply discarded their report overnight. I think there were any number of things that added up to him losing his authenticity.
Let's run through, just to flesh out this question of authenticity, let's run through some of the current candidates for president. What about Hillary Clinton? How would you rate her in terms of authenticity?
I think many people have doubts about her authenticity. I think they wonder if she is mostly out for herself as opposed to for people. They wonder whether or not she is so calculating. I think many people are still waiting to judge her, but there are many who I think have turned the other way.
And yet, I would guess that if you look at how Hillary Clinton has voted and what she has said about some of her key issues over the years, say the Iraq War aside, which she's waffled on. But if you look at some other things, healthcare, for instance, she's been pretty consistent all along, and her values seem to have been pretty straightforward all along, which would suggest that she is an authentic person.
It would suggest that she's consistent, but that's not all that authenticity is about.
What about Barack Obama? Out of all of the candidates, he's the one who is most consistently talked about and praised for seeming like a real person, a genuine candidate.
he's almost the exact opposite, I suspect, of where Hillary Clinton is. So Barack Obama, I think, scores very high on an authenticity kind of barometer. If you listen to the language he uses, if you listen to how he puts together ideas, if you listen to how he actually addresses the concerns that people hold and doesn't try to dodge them, he's laying out a narrative for people about how he sees things and where he believes we ought to go and where we as individual citizens fit into that. Where he has more of a problem is when he tries to translate that narrative to direct policy issues. And there, I think he has actually, it's not an authenticity issue that he suffers from, if he suffers from anything. It is an authority issue. It is the extent of his knowledge, his experience. How many times has he been around the block? Do we believe that he can respond to crises and tough situations? And so he's the exact opposite in many respects of where Hillary Clinton finds herself.
What about John Edwards? How's he doing on the authenticity question?
I'm not sure. Many people seem to like what he has to say. I think they wonder about how his message has evolved over the last 4 years. It's not clear to me that he sort of breaks through the crowd.
With John Edwards, I guess people sort of worry that he's just a slick trial lawyer, that he looks good, he looks authentic, but he'd say anything to win the crowd.
Well, I think your authenticity is rooted over time in a narrative that emerges about you. And John Edwards' narrative, in part, is one that he's very ambitious, that he wants to be president. He was only in the Senate for a short number of years. Then all of a sudden, they had this sense that he was slick, and then the whole haircut episode came out with him spending hundreds of dollars for a haircut, and then him sort of going back and forth on what really happened there. All of those things add up for people. And in an era of YouTube, in an era of 24-hour cable television and radio, once a narrative is set about you, it's very hard to break away from it unless you break out in the campaign itself.
What about on the Republican side? Now, John McCain was a guy who had a reputation for being a straight shooter, somebody who'd tell it like it is. He seems to have lost that in the last couple of years.
He did. Remember, he had the Straight Talk Express, which was a marvel of political operations in a sense, and he was seen as the real deal. He lost to George Bush in 2000. And then all of a sudden, at some point a number of years ago, he took a turn and decided that he would embrace the George Bush political operation, the George Bush political approach of raising lots of money, of bringing in the establishment. And somewhere along the line, he lost his authenticity. He's seen more an insider than the maverick people came to know. And I think in doing so, he lost his relevancy.
What about Rudy Giuliani? I mean, you'd think if ever anybody was going to be his true self, Giuliani couldn't but be anything else, having gone through 9/11 with the people of New York.
Yeah, I think Rudy Giuliani actually is a great example of someone who has been consistently, I think, for him, authentic. He had that question for a bit about abortion and a number of other issues, but then he came out and reset his positions that was more consistent with his past. I think the question for Giuliani is not whether or not he's authentic, but whether or not people like what he has to say. This is a case for me less about authenticity, more about likability, more about whether or not people agree with him.
Now, there's another potential candidate who's getting a lot of buzz, and that's the actor and ex-Senator Fred Thompson. What's your take on him?
When I think of Fred Thompson, I think of something that Barack Obama said early on in his candidacy, which is people like me so much, not because of what I say, but because they want to project onto me. And I think Fred Thompson at the moment is the Republicans' authenticity hope. He embodies, in a sense, personifies their desire for some candidate of stature to step forward and be the new Ronald Reagan, to have an aura about him, to be believable, to be able to spin out this narrative about where we are and where we're going. And I think for Fred Thompson, the dilemma is that's a very tall order to fill.
It just makes you wonder whether politics is simply becoming another form of reality TV, you know, where what we're being shown is what looks like it's real, but it's all highly manufactured.
I think it is becoming like reality TV, but I'm actually optimistic. I believe that in the coming years, we'll find such disgust with this reality TV version of politics that it will seem so vacuous and so empty and so devoid of any kind of meaning that we will decide enough is enough and we'll look for candidates who better reflect what we're looking for and what our real aspirations are. I say this in part because I just finished going on a 30-city book tour. And in that book tour, I found new elected officials who actually are doing this. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, Cory Booker, who's had his ups and downs in Newark, but who I think is one of these officials, Adrian Fenty, the mayor of Washington, a young guy in Youngstown, the mayor, the first African-American ever elected, Jay Williams. I believe that these candidates are starting to bubble up from the local level, and it's only a matter of time until we see them nationally.
Richard Harwood is the founder and president of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation. He spoke with N. Strange Champs.